Rory, defeat today at the hands of Mullen, that was frustrating stuff out there.
Yeah, desperately disappointing, Oisín. Probably had a good start to the game, you know, playing against a strong breeze. I think we went 3-0 up, was it? And after that, Mullen took over and, listen, it's not good enough, you know, to only score 1-4 and not to score a point from play, you know.
But this, at this stage, so early after the defeat, can you actually pinpoint what was wrong there today?
No, we just couldn't get through Monaghan the way they set up, you know, to be honest. And we were too lateral and conservative in the way we played the game, you know. And after that, Monaghan got their tails up and they broke through, and, you know, they thoroughly deserved the victory.
Was the intensity there that we've seen in other games so far this year not there today, Rory?
No, there's no doubt. Monaghan were the more intensive team out there, so they were. We couldn't get to the pitch of the battle, you know, after the first 10 or 12 minutes. They dominated proceedings and were very disappointed at that.
And when we got the goal in the second half, you thought, right, maybe Donegal could kick on for here, but it was just a case of shut up shop again, and it was the norm then after that throughout the game, what we've seen in the first half.
Yeah, listen, when we got the goal, we were in an ideal position to push on, but again, just as was kind of an epidemic throughout the game, we were flat and we were being turned over, and we were lateral and we weren't hurting them at any stage, you know.
Yep. So now in the situation in the league, you have to go to Kerry now next week, and then you've got Tyrone at home, and then it's away then to Monaghan. Does it put a bit more added pressure on you now that you've got this defeat, and you need to get another one now to secure your status in division?
There's no doubt. I'm not even sure if one win will do it, you know, the way the table was probably taking shape, so it's not. So it's not, again, look, a wee bit like last week, we won. All we can do is focus now next week in Kerry, and that's going to be another mammoth game, you know, but we'll have to lick our wounds this week.
Yeah, and the way some of the results are going, you can't really predict anything in this division really at the moment.
No, it's topsy-turvy, to be fair. I think Monaghan were very unlucky to be only on 2 points. You know, they probably should have beaten Cork, and they were obviously the sendings off last week had a big impact on it. And listen, it's looked like it's going to go down to the wire, but we'll only worry about ourselves.
How's things with the personnel now at the moment there? Hugh McFadden didn't start today, was named to start, Eamon came in and used almost the full complement off the bench as well. So how's the personnel, the players shaping up injury-wise at the moment?
Well, injury-wise, they're fine, you know. Hugh was fine. We just decided to go with a different dynamic in the middle of the field today, and that's the way it worked out. And yeah, you can say we used the full quota of players, but as we were picking up yellow cards there, and we're running the risk of maybe going down to 14, but that's the way it is now.
A game like this can be a big learning curve as well, Roy, for you and the players, I suppose.
Yeah, listen, look, you know, people always say you learn more when you lose, you know. It's not a nice place to be, but we certainly have to look at the tape and we'll have to evaluate where we're at.
Yeah, this defeat will now be put to bed come training on Monday or Tuesday night, and it's refocused now for the Kingdom next weekend.
Yeah, there's no choice. Yeah, win or lose, we had to play next Sunday, and that's the reality of it now. So we'll have to put it to bed very quickly and move forward.
Thanks, Rory.